Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Tucson St. John, with the King Assassin, where my warriors at. If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it's legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Weed for sale, the economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. The President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator, get them a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. An young hashamika, ha ha, said Suli, said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yep. He's selling crack and they got him, they got him. He's selling dope and they got him, they got him. He's selling meth and they got him, they got him. Yep. I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave the smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up in Kingston. My west side connect, the king of South Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair. Yeah. Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plantation.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause I got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale, weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale, weed for sale, weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Treasury.
What's up? It's your boy Joey Black. You're now tuned in to the number one underground station around, World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K. Diddy. Keep it locked.
Yeah, this your boy K. Diddy. I am in it, just a World Movement thing, coming at you, Crunchy Black. And featuring KC, you feel it, Demi?
I'm gonna make you mine.
for mama with Thomas flat. I'm ready for baby with Uzi fat. Half a bottom of baby fat. House of Darion, I'm loving that. Gucci, Prada, Fendi, mama. You ready for man and a half? I ain't David Ruffin, so I am too proud to be. But baby, I feel a real strong stiffin' in my third leg. Plus the coupe outside marinade. So how long we gon' keep it waiting? We ain't got no destination, baby. Sit back, relax, and press the pulse button and let the seat massage your back. After the cushion meal, baby said, I'm ready. I said, but what? She looked at me like I was a fool and said, whatever you ready for, your place of mine. She said, mine, 385, play a fly. Trying to get to baby place and hoping she don't change her mind, baby.
Mr. Q Harper setting the mood for this rainy, dreary day. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to turn on the fireplace and just cover up with that special somebody, whoever they may be. You know what I mean? And this holiday season. Guess what? You know, if y'all got some of that good old indie Christmas music, send it here to your boy and let me play it for you. You know, help people get in the mood.
You took me by the hand and dragged me to death with you. I looked into your eyes, they caught me by surprise.
Head to the front of the crowd and get security down and let your boy vibe. Big Crip Dog and Big John on these damn streets. Tone Capone, Big Mafia man. No dupes in my big homie dog. What's your man? What's your man? Her dudes was always in the coop and no crate was acting fucking fool. Big Turk was always doing some time. I pray the pecking order. I get my big homie love all the time. So the homie got his shit up. Yeah, I hurt a little bit, but I got enough beef to get my bread up. Hustle, I can catch up. Got a feeling for the gun pot on West Coast bar. So love it.
Yeah.
This is
my drive, I'm about to be wrong. I'm about to be wrong. I'm about to be wrong.
I'm just gonna let the street do the talking on me. Interstate, nigga. Big team.
Yeah, you're rolling with your boy K Diddy, and that was my boy IC Jones with I'm So Fly, you know, doing this thing. And we're going to jump to my buddy Mr. Tweed Cadillac, you know, because in this weather, who knows, y'all might want to do what he do, you know, and flow to the momos. Tweed Cadillac, OG from the original Penthouse Players clip.
Don't mean to tell me that y'all gonna let me back on the radio, right? I just can't say the B word, the F word, or the N word. Oh, that's cool, man. I'm still finna tell an itch that you gotta crack it to my mother's fucking pocket. What's my name?
As Mr. Tweedy Cadillac from the OG Penthouse Players Click. I know y'all remember them. And wherever you may be, I hope you're keeping dry because it's raining like, you know what, here. And I think the devil is beating her, you know what. But right now, we got a special guest joining us right about now. Producer extraordinaire, you know, coming from the Bay. And he goes by the name of Hot Tracks.
Hello, hello.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the show.
How's it going, Mr. Patterson?
Oh, man, hanging like snot, man. Actually, that don't sound too cool. I think I'm hanging better than that, man. I hope you keep it dry wherever you may be, boy.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. It was raining a little bit this week, but I'm staying dry right now.
Yeah, well, that's a wonderful thing. You keep dry, boy, because it's coming down good. But anyway, tell the listeners a little about who Hot Tracks is. I know your work. I've heard your work, but let some of our listeners know about Hot Tracks. How would you describe yourself as I'm gonna say a new school producer. I'm gonna let you do that. How would you describe yourself?
Well, I consider myself to be a blend of music. You know, mostly my focus is hip hop, but I do get into the R&B and even dibble and dabble a little bit into pop and rock music as well. But I feel I'm an all around producer. I won the Best Up and Coming Producer Award back in 2004. I was only 17 at the time. And, you know, ever since then, I just kept it pushing, man. I've just been producing for a couple of different artists. My main focus right now is my artist Phenomenon out of Sacramento. He was recently named the number one local Sacramento rap artist by CBS Local News, so that's a good look right there for us.
Yeah, cool, man. I was looking for some of his tracks or a track from you, but if we can't get it today, then just ride back through next week, and we'll make sure that we got it and we can play it for the people, because I definitely want the people to put their ear on your work.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, I definitely want to put their ear on your work. But as a producer, let's get off into the technical side. You know, what would you tell another guy that's trying to get into the game such as yourself? I mean, how would you tell them to go about it and some of the do's and don'ts and some of the pitfalls they should look out for?
Well, some of the do's right now, make sure you are on the internet. The internet is key to success right now. You have to really be able to market yourself on the internet well, doing video blogs, constantly staying on Facebook, Twitter, you know, trying to release new tracks as often as you can, and just giving the people out there something to really keep their ear to and really want to make them follow you and become a fan of your music and you as a person.
What do you think about the artists? Because I noticed I've talked to a lot of artists and they didn't even feel you know, you try to educate them about, you know, the whole necessity of the whole social networking things, you know, like, you know, MySpace ain't what it used to be. But a lot of artists now don't feel like they need to take that on themselves and, you know what I'm saying, try to utilize all the social networking, you know, the Twitter, you know, the Facebook, all the different blog sites. You know, it's a whole lot that you could utilize now, but I notice a lot of artists think that they don't supposed to do that. They want somebody else to do it.
Well, see, I don't think it's that they feel like somebody else is supposed to do it, but I do understand where they're coming from in a sense where it takes away from the creative side sometimes when you feel like you have to sit in front of the computer and, you know, just constantly be on these other social sites instead of being creative and working on some new music to give the people. You know, so in a sense, I do understand it, but it is a critical part of our business. And until you're at a large enough level to have somebody else do that for you, then as an artist, you got to step up and handle that. It's your career before it's anybody else's.
Well, that's kind of like where I'm going with this whole thing, is because I know for a fact, you know, labels aren't really looking for artists that's not proving themselves. You know, they're not looking for artists that really don't think out the box, and they're really not looking for projects that don't have legs. You know, so, you know, I think it's paramount that, you know, artists that's really trying to brand themselves, they shouldn't leave any stones unturned. You know what I'm saying? And if nobody's checking for you, you really ain't going nowhere. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. And the internet is the easiest thing that you can do.
Yeah, because you can reach so many people through the internet. I was Googling myself, actually, and found a DJ over in Japan that put one of my artist Phenomenon songs on one of his mixtapes without us even knowing. But, hey, it's promotion.
Yeah, it is, and depending on what that song do, it could be some business for you.
Exactly.
You know what
I'm saying? Exactly. Yeah, as an up and coming artist and producer, you know, we make sure we give all our music downloadable, you know, until we actually put together a full album that is going to be sold and released and distributed through a indie or a major. You know, I feel like we just give the fans the music for free for now and just have them download it, because they're going to share it with their friends and put it on their songs and their site.
Yeah, well, that works as long as, like I said, you got proper signage, proper documentation, and proper promotion material to go along with it, just so they could reference the song with the artist. Because even though it's a great song, they may know your name, but they really don't know how to tie it in with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you got to have that, the rest of the package as well, because if they don't know how to get at you, then, you know what I'm saying, you're kind of like, you're out there, but you're not out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Keep that contact info current.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You just have to do that because people, you know, hey, if they like what you're working with, they're gonna want to get at you some kind of way.
Yeah, most definitely.
They definitely gonna want to get at you. There's no doubt about that. So I don't know, on this particular show, well, all these shows, man, we always try to give something positive, you know, for the new. And so they see the old school artists, too, that's really not paying attention. And I definitely don't want any of our listeners to become a dinosaur because it is a whole new way of doing the music. And the Internet has really leveled the playing field. So
yes, it has.
We all can touch so many people at the click of one button. You know, it's actually got the majors nervous, man, because, you know, if you really know what you're doing and got a good team, you could sell some music.
Yeah. Oh,
that's really what it boils down to, man. So hang on for a minute, stick and stay, man. Let me jump to this little music thing right quick, and we'll be right back with Hot Tracks, y'all.
All right.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
Ago, it wasn't this miserable, but now I see, hell, I feel miserable. I know it was critical for me to play with feelings, that's how it all ended. I couldn't be trusted or depended on, got busted, filled with lust, but once a love was gone, it couldn't be resurrected. Just for the record, check it, this the subject, you, Andrea. We can't be together right now, but later, for worse or for greater, all I can do is send up my prayers. Yeah, Andrea, know you feel like you don't owe me no favors. Feel like I slit you with razors, cause can't get through them layers. Andrea, sorry I made you cry and smell all your makeup. Andrea, sorry I gotta leave, but I'll see you later. Andrea, sorry I had to be so much of a player. Andrea, Andrea.
Ooh, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea.
Creeping and pleasing, and I gave her my reasons. I play her to the fullest. It's like I left her mind with a bullet. Emotional trigger, I pulled it. Nobody can survive that love. Only God could revive that love. No more us. Flatline. In the back of my mind, I think back in time that'll be never regained. I filled her with too much pain. I let the chorus sing, Andrea.
Yo, that was Mr. I.C. Jones and Andrea, you know, talking about he didn't change his old ways. And we back with our producer, High Tracks. Hey, well, tell the listeners, I had a question while we were listening to Mr. I.C. Jones, man. What made you decide you wanted to be a music producer?
Well, I grew up around music. You know, my dad was a musician back in the day. He did some work with Tower of Power and was friends with Little Richard. So I got to grow up around a few of those guys as a kid. And my older sister is a singer as well. She does some music. And so, you know, just being in that atmosphere as a child, I always had that musical vibe about me. And it really took me becoming a teenager and realizing I wasn't going to grow to be an NBA player. So I definitely chose to go the music route. It was already in my veins, and it definitely has been working for me. I'm glad I chose this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good look. I mean, for our listeners, I know we got some guys out there that wanted to produce, but they don't have the first clue on what they need to do. They don't know if they need to go get some turntables or a keyboard or go to school, take some music lessons, or they don't even have a clue to how to even get started. What would you suggest to somebody like that that wouldn't even know the first thing to do?
I mean, first, the digital era has come upon us where it's made making music so easy for anybody, you know. But first and foremost, I would say really make sure you have some musical talent. You know, don't get in a business and get your feelings hurt. You know, have some talent. Do something that you know you're going to be good at, you know. And then once you find that, you know, whether it's being a producer or being a DJ or being a songwriter or being an artist and performer yourself, you know, I say – definitely, if there's any way you could take lessons or, you know, something of that nature, you know, Denzel Washington is a great actor, but he still takes acting lessons. So, you know, even the best can learn something, you know. So, mm-hmm. Yes, definitely take some lessons there. And, you know, as far as producing, like to be a producer nowadays, you need a computer, some software, and a MIDI controller keyboard, and you can get down with the basics. You know, it's the more advanced producers that will use the Motif keyboards and get in with the MPCs and, you know, start getting more advanced when it comes to their equipment. But to get started, I recommend a good software, you know, Pro Tools, Logic, Reason, FL Studio, you know, all of those work. They all do the same thing, Cubase, Sonar, and get a, you know, inexpensive MIDI controller, and you can start making some beats right there as a producer.
Hey, man, guess what I just found, man? I just found a song that you had something to do with it, man. So I'm going to play this one, man, see if this one brings back memories for you.
Okay. Oh, man.
Tonight, we're at the club. We're at the club. Tonight, we're at the club. We're at the club. see love coming to you live in total bliss. You are listening to the best of I Am Indie on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K. Diddy. Ciao.
I'm talking about that good easy listen to music on this rainy, dreary, ugly, ugly, ugly day.
Your touch.
Yeah, your touch, baby. Yeah, you listen to your boy K Diddy on I Am Indy, and this is just a world movement thing. And we've been rolling with Hot Tracks producer extraordinaire. And right before we went to that little commercial thing, was just at the club, and I know that brought back memories, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. A lot of memories from Las Vegas, boy.
Definitely brought back memories, man. But you know what I always say, man? Ain't nobody got no crystal ball, man. You never know what's going to be your big record, you know? You just never, ever know. You just never know.
All we do is keep doing
the best we can do.
Very true. Dr. Dre said that, you know, the one day you're not in the studio could be the day you made your best hit record.
Exactly. But listen, man, we're almost down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and what I want you to do is come back next week, bring your artists, and we'll make sure we got your music. And since I was talking to you just now, man, your music just came through.
All right, good.
But at least I got it. So next week, same time, same bat channel, come back through, man, and we'll kick it and play your new stuff from Hot Tracks. And real quick, man, tell the people if they want to get at you, where can they do that at?
All right. You know, the name's Hot Tracks with three X's, you know. Everybody mistakes inputs, too. You know, I've seen a couple other, you know, phonies out there. It's the real Hot Tracks with three X's, HOTTRAXXX. You can check me out on Reverb Nation, MySpace Music, Facebook, Twitter, SoundClick. I'm everywhere music is, man. Check me out.
All right. Now, y'all go check out my boy and come back through next week, and we're going to play some new Hot Tracks. Y'all just heard a little piece of the old Hot Tracks. You know, we want to definitely have him come back and play something new. This boy, K. Diddy, and we're going to take y'all out with Sonny on this Red and Wayne day. And you know where to get me at, worldmovement.com, big baby.
That's what's up. I appreciate it, Lamar. Thanks.
Sonny. Yesterday my life was as a drain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sonny won't shine, so sincere. Sonny won't so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We can't like it,
can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Cross a mile flame, got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home great. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is groove.